Tax bills? Check. Now all that's left is to write the tax bill. From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore in for David Brancaccio. Now that the Republican majority in the Senate has passed its version of a controversial tax bill, the fun is just beginning. A new process now starts, melding the two tax bills into one so it can pass both chambers of Congress and go on to President Trump for his signature. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has more on the complicated week ahead for tax policy.
The House and Senate bills include a lot of the same tax code changes, but there are also differences, and
the only thing that's required is that the House and the Senate pass a bill in identical form.
Washington University political scientist Stephen Smith says historically, getting to a single bill has been the job of a bipartisan conference committee. But GOP leaders plan to pass this with only Republican votes, so the wheeling and dealing will happen between Republicans, says James Thurber at American University.
It could be a fait accompli with the leaders behind the scenes determining what would be in it.
Even that could prove too hard for Republicans, says Norm Orenstein at the American Enterprise Institute, leaving them one other option.
Just take the Senate bill and bring it up for a vote in the House. Have Speaker Ryan tell his Republicans, this is your last chance. Things here you don't like, hold your nose and vote for it.
If it passes, the tax overhaul would be the most sweeping since the 1980s. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Markets are apparently thrilled with the passage of a tax bill. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 254 points. That's 1% already this morning. The S&P 500 is up 0.7%. The NASDAQ up 0.6%. With a little more on how markets are reacting, we have Julia Coronado. She's founder of Macro Policy Perspectives. Good morning, Julia.
Good morning.
Firstly, I thought all of this was already priced into markets. And secondly, isn't there a lot of uncertainty left to figure out?
Well, I think that the elements of uncertainty that remain are not that critical for markets, broadly speaking. I think we know now that corporations are going to get a big tax cut. That helps their valuations. Yes, it's been part of the market rally narrative all year, but we are in a moment of really buoyant sentiment in markets, so any good news is an excuse to party.
Global markets are up, too. I don't suppose, you know, the entire world cares a whole lot about U.S. tax cuts. It suggests there's maybe something else going on?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, we've got markets in Europe up almost 2% this morning, too. So the global data has been really good. The global economy is in good shape, and it's in good shape around the world. And that's a very important driver of this as well. I don't think we would be getting the reactions we're getting to the tax news if it weren't for the fact that the data are really good, and growth has been decent here, Europe, Asia, everywhere. So the global economy is, I think, probably the more important reason that valuations are higher.
Julia Coronado is founder of Macro Policy Perspectives. Thanks so much.
It's my pleasure.
You count on Marketplace to keep you informed about the economy and then some. It's what we talk about and how we talk about it in what we hope is an approachable, objective, and sometimes unexpected way. As a nonprofit news organization, we have a mission that drives what we do every day, to increase economic intelligence across the country. I think it's important work that we're already doing, but with your help, we'll be able to do more of it. For as little as $5 a month, consider signing up as a Marketplace investor. It's a way to directly support independent reporting and journalism you can trust, and the payoff comes in knowing that you're helping educate and inform people about the economic forces that affect our lives. Donate today at marketplace.org, and thank you.
The Bears Ears National Monument in southeastern Utah is remote, vast, and wildly controversial. President Obama turned the 1.35 million-acre wilderness into a monument in the last weeks of his presidency. And today, President Trump is set to announce a plan to shrink it significantly, along with another Utah monument called Grand Staircase Escalante. Some groups now worry that if protected areas are opened up, energy development will start moving in. Lee Patterson, with the public media collaboration Inside Energy, reports.
Since 2013, oil and gas companies have shown interest in leasing more than 100,000 acres in and around Bears Ears. That's according to an analysis by the Center for Biological Diversity. Randy Spivak oversees the group's public lands program, and she has a pretty dark vision of what could happen there.
Picture well pads, roads, oil and gas compressors. It's an industrialized landscape. That's what it would become.
Environmental groups are not the only ones who are worried. Bears Ears is an area covered in thick forests and red buttes, high plateaus, and deep canyons.
There are key places on this earth that are very important to Native people.
And Bears Ears is one of those places. That was Regina Lopez Whiteskunk narrating a promotional video put out by a coalition of Native American tribes that pushed for the monument status. Their ancestors migrated through and used this land a long time ago. And the tribal coalition estimates there are more than 100,000 cultural and archaeological sites there. John Ruppel is with the University of Utah and has focused on public land law in southern Utah for the past several years.
I think it's unlikely that we would see significant exploration and development deep within the monument.
There has been some drilling inside the monument, but the last well stopped producing in 1992. Now there are dozens of old abandoned gas wells still there, but Ruppel says the likelihood of development starting back up in any serious way.
That area is just too inaccessible. The oil and gas potential in there is very low, and the cost of getting any product out to a refinery into market would be very high.
But producers are working on the fringes to the east and the north of Bears Ears' current boundaries. And right now, there are 23 existing federal oil and gas leases, all at least partially within boundaries, but no permits to drill on those leases for now. In Denver, I'm Lee Patterson for Marketplace.
Bitcoin, the digital currency, had a typically volatile weekend, but still managed to rise in value another 5%. Bloomberg did the math. The value of all bitcoins is now larger than Warren Buffett's net worth. It's also larger than Goldman Sachs' market cap, and it's larger than the GDP of New Zealand. I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.